batch of American firefighting resources to Canada to help them fight those fires. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been drifting. Right now, the Dow is higher. It's up 86 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 55. More details, srnnews.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon evening hours before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is causing some outrage among conservatives due to their latest entry on their infamous hate group list. The Alabama-based activist organization has listed a group of moms alongside the Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazis as part of their 2022 hate map. The moms who made it on the list are those who are getting active in school board meetings and objecting to the curriculum that is being pushed, like critical race theory and LGBTQ ideology. In particular, the SPLC listed the Moms for Liberty group that first started out of the state of Florida. They called organizations like that as anti-government and extremist. Moms for Liberty found out about the labeling that came from the SPLC, and they took to social media. Their post says that this is another attempt to silence and discredit the effective work they've been doing, and that they will not stop, that a mother's love and desire to protect their children is the strongest force on earth. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Tarrant police are confirming that two dogs are either caught or dead after two people had to be hospitalized from a vicious dog attack. The incident happened at the Chief Billy Hewitt Park on Tuesday. One of the victims is a frequent walker at that park. He was the first to be attacked, and a woman then ran to aid him and was also attacked. The one dog that was caught is now being tested for rabies and will then be euthanized. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard across from Lowe's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
One job, Allison. One job. I saw it actually ahead of time, but I was like,
waiting.
I'm going to wait and let her miss it.
Just
very
so
good. Just so I can say one job.
No, I was texting. I was so getting now, information because Trump is coming
two for
to
me,
Alabama.
One for you. It's 2-1.
We need to go
to Alabama.
We need to go over the handbook again.
We don't keep scores around here, other than it's 2-1.
And it's on the wall in Sharpie.
We got it written on the wall, straight on the wall.
Turn the microphones on.
We'll have to paint over it. So Donald Trump's coming to Alabama again?
He is. There aren't many details out there, but ALGOP, the Republican Party, is bringing him back. I don't think it'll be a Coleman-like.
No.
Were you there?
I was at Coleman. I was in Coleman, yes. The whole thing.
Isn't that weird? I was there. I didn't know you.
I didn't know you either.
Our lives had not crossed.
Because I thought back, because you told me I was sitting on like the second row on the right-hand side, and you were like on the front row in the middle or something.
Well, right-hand side if you're looking at the stage?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I was on the front row in the middle, but I would have come in from the left.
Where all the tents were.
All the tents were,
We did too. So I'm wondering, because there was me and a couple other people, there's another radio guy at another station, we were wondering about this crazy white lady in the front who was acting like she knew everybody and all this stuff. And I'm beginning to think that might have been you.
Oh, are you being serious?
Yes.
Because that actually happened. Because there weren't chairs for us because we were late coming in because we were talking
you're one
to
of
everybody.
The, where are our chairs?
And so, yes, it was us and Mike Lindell who didn't have seats. And so when we first walked out, where do I go sit? They put seats out. I thought they were for us, but they were for Mike Lindell. So then they got us to get up
they
and
had to
move.
Get you a couple others.
And then, yeah.
And then they just made sure that I had a place to sit.
Nobody knew who I was. I mean,
But now they clearly know.
No,
that
I was
you're
new on the scene.
Jennifer
then.
Aniston's
twin, ish. No, but I really I think.
So I've got to work through how that works because I've never been able to do that. Like it wouldn't matter if I came to an event that was for me, and I'm like, okay, I'll just sit back here. What do you say to people? Like, do you know who I am? I bought these seats. How do you demand they bring you some chairs out to the front of the Trump rally?
No. I didn't demand that.
You just said.
But it was all packed in. It was all packed in, and we were late. Like, the whole process of getting pictures with him was a disaster.
Right.
And
did you learn it's better just to skip the pictures?
No, it was fun.
That's because he poked your husband in the chest and said something about you work out or
yeah, he said you're
buff.
Really buff.
Yes.
And then I turn around and Jared's nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Secret Service was trying to get everybody through.
Because he's hanging out in the back with Trump.
No, that's exactly it. I turn around, we walk out of the tent, and I turn around, and I can't find him anywhere. And they won't let me back in the tent. And apparently, he just hung out in the tent with Trump for a little while. I thought it was a blast. But anyway, so it really wasn't. I wasn't causing a scene. I just wanted somewhere to sit. But everything was already packed in.
Yeah, I was just joking.
And
with
so
you.
We did get to sit on the front row. And it was, I had a ball, but I don't think that's what this event is going to be. I think it'll be more like the DeSantis dinner.
One of those dinner things.
I think probably.
And they'll try to raise a bunch of money.
But, I mean, kudos to John Wall, Republican chairman, who, I don't know how you work it to where you can get DeSantis and Trump.
Well, but, I mean if you want to win the Republican nomination, you do need the Alabamas of the world.
Well, and isn't it your job? Your job is not to tell people who to vote for. Your job as Republican Party chairman is to bring the candidates to the people and let
promote
them decide.
The party. Promote what the party's values are, right. What's in the platform.
So as we get more information, I'll let you all know, but that should be fun.
Are you already reserving your front row seat for this one?
No, I might just sit in the back this time.
Really?
Or they might tell me I can't come. I don't know. I might have been kicked out of all those things. I don't know.
So before I go to Ed, let me ask you this whole thing, just the news. I think it's John Solomon has the piece, and a number of the other stations seem to be a little bit slow on the uptake. But he reported that the feds have informed Trump that he is likely. He's not only is he a target, but he's likely to be indicted. In the whole. Hey, you've got some documents at Mar-a-Lago fiasco. Federal prosecutors have notified Donald Trump that he is a criminal target and likely to be indicted imminently in a probe into alleged classified documents, even as the Justice Department declined to delay charges to give time to investigate allegations of witness tampering submitted by the former president's legal team, according to multiple people on Wednesday familiar with the case.
See, these are the things that make me just think, forget it, I'm just voting for Trump. Because obviously there's a reason why they hate, I mean, they can't just let it go.
And what? No, they can't. I can't believe I'm going to say this, Sky. Allison, I agree with you. No one record that.
Make sure
it is cut out of the podcast. But I'm kind of in the same place. I feel like they're doing it to me. It's like a personal assault in that Donald Trump must be on the right track. He must literally be, he was and still wants to dismantle the swamp, and they cannot take it.
One time say that they're really after you. He just stands in the way.
But I think we're now realizing that.
Yeah,
and I'm getting to the point where I don't care what y'all say. Yeah. I don't care what he tweets. I mean, I'm almost there. I'm right there. As many times as we've discussed Trump, DeSantis, and the rest of them, it's just a joke. I mean, Mike Pence, forget it. I'm never voting for you, Mike Pence. Do you hear some of the things Mike Pence said? I know I'm getting off track. It's a rabbit trail here, but I was always... Is that my Mike Pence voice? Give me a Mike Pence voice.
Silence, because he's so generic.
I was always loyal to Trump until he was asking me to be derelict or something to my oath to the Constitution. And I was like, whoa! Really?
I watched his ad. There is
morality involved. You knew as well as anybody, Mr. Mike Pence, that there had been shenanigans going on in the swing states in the presidential election, and you weren't willing to say, hey, let's hold up and let's get to the bottom of this. That's right and wrong. That's pure out moral questions. Oh, but they sent us the electors and I have no choice. So if we mug the electors somewhere, we stopped the bus, we changed the documents and sent you a bunch of fakes, you would just say, oh, I don't even need to know if it's fake. They didn't even care. And then the whole thing about, oh, the vice president was having to run from his life because there were grandmas after him. I mean, just really? Really? It's kind of like, when a Democrat gets a death threat, we all know it, right? Yeah. Everybody knows it. Representative tax hiker got a death threat. It was terrible. I don't know what he'll do. Oh, we must discuss it. Oh, can you believe it? I bet it was a right-wing white nationalist Christian person. Oh, no. Everybody should know. Death threat. Oh, God. Democrat got a death threat. Tommy Tuberville gets a death threat.
I was going to say, nobody knows.
Buried the
exactly.
Story. Yep.
Doesn't
that,
matter.
That's not news.
No, it doesn't even matter. He should get death threat. I mean, he should. He's... seems to be conservative. He's from Alabama. I'm the mainstream media. Eh, it deserves it.
My son says, if you don't have haters, you're not doing anything.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
If you don't have haters, you don't really.
No, death threats really is a little done. Something different. But, you know, we didn't even talk about it. And it's actually on my list of things
it
to
is?
Talk about. Yeah.
The death threats?
Because the threat came May 17th, and the guy was arrested, what, a few days ago? And it's like, Tommy didn't come out going,
please love me, please care about me, please know who I am. I received it. I get that feeling a lot. It's like, look at me, I got a death threat. I'm like,
you know what he did?
So what?
For the eighth time, he went on the floor of the Senate and blocked promotions of the military to protect taxpayers from having to pay for abortions. That's what he did. He got up and did his job.
I'm absolutely for it.
So, but this whole Trump
thing. But if it wasn't for him, they would be winning in Ukraine. Because the people that were trying to be promoted, well, just wait, I'm telling you, there's a very good chance the spin comes somewhere along the lines that, we're not being super successful. He's helping the Russians because we needed to promote that man to be a general. Well, to be a general, can't say he's definitely a man in the U.S. modern military.
And they could go ahead and pass those promotions one by one. It's not like he's...
He's just saying you can't do it all at once,
right?
You just
can't do it all at once.
And they're like, we can't do that.
But they don't want to work that hard.
We have to sit here.
We would have to do our job.
So what is Trump actually
done? I don't know.
Done?
They're accusing him of espionage. I'm like,
espionage.
What
else
are we gonna do?
That does sound really bad.
But somebody sent me this morning, and Charlie Kirk put this out. Okay. Whatever you think about Charlie Kirk. But anyway. Okay, Crossfire MAGA 2024. Tucker is benched through 2025. Bannon's going to prison.
That's true. So Tucker's off because they got rid of him at Fox, and he's got some sort of contract. And
he's on Twitter, and his first episode had 60 million views.
It was outstanding.
Yes,
it was a good episode.
Yet,
yes,
but
okay. Yes. Did it last
night? Is it going to be like one a week, or is it going to be every day?
Unclear.
Do y'all know
at this point?
To be continued.
Yeah. Yes.
We only have one. I'm right. Guessing it's not every day because...
At the end, they didn't say...
Nope.
I haven't watched it yet. I just watched Air last night.
Well worth the 11 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Bannon's going to prison. I don't know anything about that.
They were doing shady deals, trying to build a wall. People were donating wall money, and they were keeping some of the wall money.
Right.
And that's very, very criminal. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's the talking point.
Bongino's out at Fox, O'Keefe out and sued, and Trump is about to be indicted again.
Mm-hmm.
Bragg and Smith coordinated. The worldview Trump has is so threatening to the regime, they are preemptively going scorched earth.
Yep.
And when you put it all together and you see like, oh my God, what? I don't believe anything that y'all are charging him with. I just don't at this point. It makes me go, forget everybody else. I mean, what is this man for all of his faults? And he has so many.
Well,
obviously, they hate him for a reason.
Yes, and the people who believe like we do, and Trump doesn't even believe like we do. We are to the right of Trump.
Yes.
A bunch of those people are to the right of Donald Trump. And the lesson they're teaching us is you can't be to the right, or we will eventually come and get you. And they'll just, you know... As they go down the list, they eventually get to regular people like me and you.
Well, and that leads to what I've wanted is on my list and I've wanted to talk about.
Right.
You won't let me. Is the pyramid of hate, as I call it. But the FBI's DHS anti-terrorism propaganda program. It's the pyramid of far-right radicalization.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it now?
How much time do we got? Because I want to get to Red Top.
90 seconds.
How much? 90 seconds. Let's start with Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. We know you got to get back to work. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. I am working. Can't believe you got to me. I called three times yesterday and held 31 minutes and never got on.
Man, that's what happens when it's a big-time show, brother, that covers so much of the state.
But you
were a big part of the show.
Stop. Okay.
Won't stop talking on a talk show? I'm sorry, Red Top.
It's supposed to be two-way, guys. But anyway, got a great cast for your movie, whatever you were talking about.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do y'all remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I got to check. Sky, the professor from Back to the Future.
That's not bad. I'm
Christopher
okay with
Lloyd.
That. All right, keep going.
Christopher Lloyd. I'll tell you.
All right.
And the rest of you guys, any of the dumb chicks on Friends, and you can be Joey.
Okay, look, that's not quite as insulting as you want it to be. I can identify with Joey.
Oh, well, then you can pick a different friend, but that's one show I never watched 25 minutes of because the intelligence level is very low.
Well, I'll go with Rachel, Jennifer Aniston. Perfect.
Fair, Red Top. Very, very fair. We should have made you work wait 40
Aniston
minutes.
Jennifer Aniston had no brains. I don't care what they look like. They ain't got no damn brains. It takes brains and beauty to get to me.
Thanks, Red Top. We got to roll, brother.
He forgets Friends is like one of the most popular shows ever, so we're pretty awesome.
We'll be back.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget to go over to 1819news.com and sign up for the daily detail, the newsletter, do all that. But most importantly, go become part of the team. Join the fight. $5 level, $18, $19 level. Support independent journalism. Support a news agency that is not to the left. That's just trying to tell people what's going on in the state of Alabama. And like I've said, that site is becoming better and better and better. Jeff Poor, the new Grand Poobah editor. Brian Dawson is out working all the time to grow that. And we and they definitely need your help. So go check them out, 1819news.com. Let's go to Ed from Columbiana. Ed, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening and thank you for your patience.
Yeah, before I get to Ramaswamy, I would like to comment. I don't know why we support Ukraine when the government tells us that Russia will attack their own pipeline, attack their own bridges, launch an attack on their own Kremlin with the drone. And so why would you kick back and watch them destroy themselves if that's what's going on?
Yeah, we don't have to do anything, do we?
Hey, just to use the Scott Beeson word, unbelievable.
I can see him saying it. His mouth does something funny when he says it, too, Ed.
It's got a smirk on it. My face is squinched up, and I'm like, it's unbelievable.
Well, I see some unbelievable stuff, and every time I think about something that's unbelievable, I think about Scott Beeson.
Aw.
Maybe because Craig underlined it so often.
Yes, stop saying it, Scott. Stop saying it.
But anyway, for Vivek, I'm trying to pronounce his name, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. He is a non-white nationalist. He's a smart guy.
He's right about Ukraine. He's got an interesting proposal I'd never thought of before, so I got to give him his kudos. Term limit to bureaucratic class. And only thing is, he's got to be thinking, he says 8 years. Why don't I give him 2 to 4 years? That no permanent bureaucratic, permanent bureaucratic class in D.C. Of course, Kim Iverson pointed out in an interview with him that they could just become lobbyists and become part of the swamp. And that's an interesting concern. However, I like the intention that the guy came up with. And I don't know if they would rotate over into the swamp, but we know politicians can do that. Look what happened to Joe Scarborough. Good night. What happened to him?
I think he was lying to us back at the start.
But anyway,
I think he really wasn't a Tea Party conservative guy. I think the Joe Scarborough you see now is who he always was, and he was acting and pretending to be that conservative Newt Gingrich contract with America kind of guy. What did Ramaswamy say, Ed, about Ukraine? Said he's right about Ukraine.
He wants to cut off financing the war. I totally agree with that. I saw him again last night on Fearless, and it was a great interview there as well. It was a little bit shorter interview, not quite as thorough as Kim Iverson, but at the same point in time, my main problem, and this is a real problem, and it's not going to go away for the young man, is the fact that he's a Hindu, and yet he's trying to co-opt the Christian conservatives, almost acting like there's no real difference between Hinduism and Christianity, and They got a completely different God. Their God's impersonal, our God's intensely personal. And I just think there's a real problem there. And I don't think he dealt with it adequately on Fearless last night. And
well, let me ask you a question, Ed. And this is something that ran across my mind yesterday afternoon. There was some other news that was out there. Think about America in 2023. You've got Ramaswamy, who is a Hindu guy, who is saying all the right things and being very conservative. And I don't care that he's into it. That's his thing. I think he's wrong, but that's still fine. I wouldn't even mind him in leadership. So we're agreeing with the Hindu guy on worldview, who, because he's being very conservative. Then you have the news story out of one of the Carolinas, where they're having the same issue that Allison and others have brought up here in Alabama. They've got Pride Month books in the libraries, Pride Month books at the schools, and it is the Islamic community, the Muslim community, that's like, oh no, we're not doing that. You're not doing that in our schools. To the point that I think is a Democrat congressman or maybe a Democrat legislator in the state is bashing the Islamic community, which I thought, ooh, that's brave. Because they're not as, what's the word? It's a very scientific word. Wimpy as the Christian community. So I'm surprised that he's pushing back. So now I'm agreeing with the Islamic community who's taking a stand for traditional values. Then you go internationally and you listen to the rhetoric coming out of Russia about family, Christianity.
Now you're really pushing the envelope.
And the question is, why is it in 2023 America, me as a Christian white male southerner,
bingo,
I'm being left with agreeing with the Hindu guy, the Muslim folks, and the Russians on worldview? And I haven't changed my worldview. My worldview is the worldview of the founding of the United States, the traditional Christian Western civilization view. I haven't changed, but America has changed.
The government has changed. You didn't leave the government. They left you.
They left us. So what are your thoughts on that, Ed? Our allies now are coming from odd locations, which I'm fine. We can be buddies.
Well, I remember back in my sidewalk counseling days in front of abortion clinic, a restaurant across the street from one of the abortion clinics was temporarily an Islamic restaurant from some Shia Muslims locally. Okay. I think it was called Alibaba Restaurant. And they were so supportive of our efforts. We actually had one of our pro-life meetings there. And I think there's a time and place of co-belligerency where you work together with people we might not agree with philosophically or religiously, mm-hmm, across the board, but on certain issues we can coalesce. In fact, I always thought it would have been interesting if we'd had a radical Shias for Life and to send the message to the abortionist and industry that it's not just Christian conservatives that are opposing you. It's not just Catholics and Protestants that are opposing you, but there's some Islamic groups that are opposing you as well. In fact, they had all of our pro-life literature just about. They had it themselves. And all I can say is that and where we agree, I think we have to be honest enough and admit that we agree and we can work it. I think that I have no problem with him having, if he can get elected, I have no problem with Ramaswamy getting elected. But I think it's an uphill battle, and I do think we have to be clear that their view of God is not the same as the Christian view of God on the level of whether God's personal or impersonal. We got to keep that clear. We don't want to have foster that confusion, because I got a first duty to the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man.
Very good, Ed. Good point. Thanks for the call, brother.
Have a good day.
We agree when we can. And that's a good thing to remember. We can't be like, oh, I can't agree with him because he's supposed to be wrong.
I think your argument is stronger when you have other views that agree with you.
I agree. We'll be right back.
May I help you?
Well, howdy.
I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
It's the grand opening, and it's going to be taking place June 22nd through 24th at the Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware, Deatsville, Alabama, right there on US 31. You wouldn't believe the giveaways that they have. I mean, I have 4 pages of stuff here. Ego Power Plus Battery String Trimmer. That's a $249 value. That's just to mention one. They also have the Big Green Egg Mini Max. These things are going to be given away. Make sure you come out. We're going to be cooking out every day, June 22nd through 24th at Ace.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby Team, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party, Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Music.
back, everybody. Welcome to the program. Did you just leave the mic on the whole time?
No, but you just sounded so happy when you said we are back.
I am happy. Wow. We had a great day. Yeah. Let's go back out to our phone calls because our callers make me happy. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your program, sir.
Thank you, Clint. I appreciate you listening.
Yep. Earlier you mentioned who's making the money off the Ukraine war.
Yes, sir.
It's not the soldiers. No. Let me tell you a good story. It's true. In Desert Shield, when we got there, the King of Saudi wanted to pay every military personnel there $1,000 a day.
Oh.
And that's a fact. You know, don't take my word on it. You can research.
So the King of Saudi Arabia wanted to pay American soldiers $1,000 a day.
To be in there to protect them from Saddam Hussein.
No.
Wow. And who came along and said, no, don't do that?
President Bush said, no, we are not a military for hire. And my soldiers, they come to me, Sarge, and why are we here? We never heard of the country Kuwait before in our lives.
Right.
Boom, here we are. And they said, where the heck is this place?
Right. And what are we doing?
Yeah, oil. And they asked me, and they said, Sergeant, would you take that $1,000 a day? I said, you damn right I would.
I would, too.
And you should take it, too. It's a godforsaken country we're in right now. And so our government is, it's been crooked so long, buddy.
Do you want to bet, Clint, that somebody in the Bush administration said, look, we'll take your $1,000 a day per soldier, but we got some other ways we want to use it.
Exactly.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, sir, not a bit. So,
Clint, and, very interesting,
sir,
brother. Thank
20
you.
Years, sir.
I just said thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a good day.
You too.
Call back again. I've never heard that story.
But if you're over there and it's not your country, aren't you basically for hire? You're just working for free?
Yeah, you are. Because weren't we over there to protect everybody else?
Yeah.
It wasn't really us.
So you are for hire.
You are. Yeah. But, well, our military is for hire.
When the people decide that we're for hire.
For
it's just the soldiers
whatever
don't
the neocons
get paid
want us wage. To do. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Check. Sounds about right.
My goodness gracious.
Which, we've got so much to get to, and we always say that. But yesterday, I tried to look up what Randall was talking about, because Randall and, I can go down some rabbit holes.
The JFK.
I have to hold myself back.
Yeah, because Clint did mention George W. Bush.
He did.
No, George Bush Sr.
Sr., which that's would be JFK, too.
That's right.
So
same time frame.
Did you find out any
former head of the CIA. Yeah.
I did not know. And this guy may know. Oh, we lost Craig. Craig, call back. We'll get to you when we can. The or ASAP. I know Craig has to work as well. So the theory goes, Sky, and you probably know more about this, is that George Bush Sr. was a CIA guy.
Right.
He was the head of the CIA.
Yes.
And was he the head? He wasn't the head of the CIA during the years that when JFK was assassinated.
No.
But he was just a working with the CIA or in that whole group or in the swamp or whatever. See, those are the things I'm not clear about. And I wasn't able to get with my main conspiracy researcher yesterday to try to find out what Randall was asking. But the story goes that Bush Sr. was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, supposedly there to speak about oil exploration or oil whatever. And the whole thing is that it's alleged that he was part of the plot and the scheme and knew what was going on, and that's why he was really there. And that there's like a picture of him standing somewhere kind of maybe nearby where it was all supposed to occur. And then there's pictures of the flyers that say he's supposed to be speaking at this hotel at some certain time, and people just ask the question, why is he here? Was he already working with the CIA?
Yeah, and is that the reason why they say the CIA killed JFK, and that the reason the CIA was there was because Bush was speaking and it gave legitimacy to them being...
I don't know, because I don't know if, you know, because if he's speaking as an oil guy, was he an oil guy propped up by the CIA, or was he an oil guy that was getting involved with the CIA, or does it go back to skull and crossbones or whatever it is where they all take the, you know, they're in these secret clubs back in the Ivy League schools, and once you're in the club, you're in the club, because you know who's in one of those clubs, right?
John Merrill?
No. Jack Ruby.
Was he? So what is the one at Yale? Is it Skull and Crossbones?
Well, Ted Cruz?
That's it. It's
no, our boy DeSantis is in one of those.
Oh, shoot.
And so here's for Conspiracy Thinker Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If one of my children decided to go to one of the Ivy League schools, middle class, folks from Alabama, do you get it? Do they get invited to the super secret dark skull crossbones? What is the name of that
club? Probably not, unless Skull and Bones.
Is it Skull and Bones?
Yeah, but probably not unless you know someone, unless you're friends and have an in. What is DeSantis or DeSantis? What is his? Did he come from a bunch of money?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. How does he get in that club? Because he's supposed to be middle class guy from Florida, right?
Yeah.
Who goes to the Ivy League school like every middle class guy does from a southern state, and then is in the super duper bones and skulls or whatever. I don't even remember the name of it. Well, I'm just asking the question, how does that happen?
Things that we know.
Does it often happen?
Bush Sr. became head of the CIA in 1975. We know he was working with the CIA in 1963.
Mm-hmm. He was working with the CIA. Because that's another question. Every oil magnate just starts working with the CIA. Hey, you know,
it's a big club.
I'm running an oil empire over here, and on the side, I just do a little CIA work.
Yeah, you're important, and you have the right credentials, as you've mentioned. Apparently
you're already in the club.
That's kind of how it works.
You have a security clearance? No, but I have this. We made these IDs back in the 40s or whatever when I was at the Ivy League school, and we made them out of construction paper. It's got a picture of a pirate's pirate logo on it. Oh, you're in. Sorry. That's all you need.
Very well connected.
Senior. You know,
Alabama, University of Alabama has their version. The Machine. Richard Shelby started it.
The Machine is...
they're all in it.
Their political thing, and so now they love... Lots of governors were in that.
Lots of people came out of the Machine. Mm-hmm. They're very, very tight.
Mm-hmm. They are tight.
Like, I think they have... I think they'll slash your tires and kill your dogs kind of tight.
Really?
I think so.
I was not in the Machine when I was at Alabama. I was not even a fraternity. I didn't really want to be. Oh, because I wasn't in a fraternity? I have this thing. Look, it's tough enough to have friends, but the ones you have to pay for? Yeah, I mean, I did that for 16 years in the legislature. I was right to not do it in college. But the connections do get you places, no doubt about it. I'm just wondering, do you have to sacrifice a goat, or what kind of things do you have to do to be in that one?
Man, who knows?
I could make lots of jokes.
But it's not like Auburn doesn't have one.
I don't know what it is. If they do, it's not as organized.
No,
and I don't
probably
know it.
Not.
Because, yeah.
Well, look, the Bama folks said, look, we want to run the state. The Auburn Secret Society said, we just want to run the football program. That's the way
so
it works.
Jimmy Raines ahead. Got it.
Who also may be in the CIA, apparently. But Allison said that. I did not. We got to take a break. We'll get to Cedric after this.
Picture this, a serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty, a place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning.
You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't live without you.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So here it is, Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. We now have people contacting us saying that Ron DeSantis is not a skull and bones guy.
I think I heard he was.
I thought I heard he was, too. And that's which is why we're thinking about it, and which is why we want input from other people. So we're trying to hunt that down.
I don't want to misrepresent him.
No, absolutely do not. I do want to know which way I should say his name.
Well, I bet people will weigh in on that. Because he can't make up his mind.
We thought it was Ron DeSantis. DeSantis. It used to be Scott. No, I'm not serious about this.
I was just thinking DeSanctimonious.
That's
not up in far
DeSantis.
Off. DeSantis. That's what I understood.
But he's been saying it DeSantis while he's been governor.
Well, he's from Florida.
And now they're going back to DeSantis. Which reminds me, look, I get it, but I would think grown men would know how to spell, say their last name.
Pick one.
Kamala Harris. Which one is she now?
Kamala.
But
not
she
Kamala.
Used to be Kamala.
Not Kamala.
In California, she used to be Kamala. And that was part of the whole thing about when they're like, oh, you're not saying her name right. You're not being very respectful. It is Kamala. I'm like, it used to be Kamala when she was running for attorney general. And so it's all those kind of things. So the DeSantis, DeSantis is interesting.
DeSantis makes me giggle. So I'm going to go with that.
D's. It's DeSantis. Let's go out to Craig and then Cedric. Craig,
oh,
welcome
Scott
to the program.
Doesn't get
Thank
it.
You for listening. This guy gets it. He's ignoring our childish humor.
Oh.
Well, hey, Craig.
Hey, man. In California, she was Asian, so it was pronounced different. But when she decided to be black, it was different when running for vice president.
It's so hard to keep up.
Actually, that might actually be the excuse. It's you pronounce it differently in different parts of the world.
I lost you there for a second. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that's the difference there. One of the things, talking about Mike Pence and Jeff Sessions that I've kind of put together and y'all brought up a little while ago that we didn't think about, I think they let their ego or their praise get in their way of doing what was right, because Jeff Sessions, everybody's always a good man. He's stern. He's true. He's straight down the line. So when he recludes this ego... Uh-huh. Then he was about doing what was right. And I think we've got the same thing with Pence as well, because he did make the comment that he remained truthful with Trump until it came against the Constitution. So are you saying Trump was against the Constitution? What are you saying?
Right.
That's a smug little comment. But he's so worried about everybody seeing him as this great Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, but I ain't got to beat it in your head that I am. It's just the way I live. But, you know, their egos are getting in the way. But earlier y'all talking about Tuberville and them being mad at him. They're not mad at him because they're having to do this a different way. They're mad because he's not doing as he's told.
Oh, that's a very good point.
That's what it's all about. The left tells you this is how this world's going to go, and you get along, and a lot of the Republicans...
I think we lost
you, Greg. They're mad at him. He's not playing the game. There they are. Yeah, they're mad at him because he's not playing the game. But I heard somebody talking about this. They wrote a book on it. I caught the end of it, but I'm not sure. He broke down communism and environmentalism in a good way. He said you have to look at both of them as anti-human. He said the communists, it was to get rid of certain people. Environments, what do they always slip up and say? We're the problem, so get rid of us. And the big difference is they're aggressive and we're not. They don't mind coming out and speaking, but you said earlier, you know, why don't we as Christians, white male Christians, you know, we're having to depend on Islam and Hindu and all that, because as a white man, if you say something, they'll declare you a terrorist, they'll put you in jail, and all your rights are gone. Let's ask January 6th people what happens when you cross the left. So see, right now they're afraid to arrest a Muslim, they're afraid to arrest a Hindu, and they're afraid to arrest a black person standing up. So until they get over that fear, it's going to take those voices to break down what's going on right now.
Good point, Craig. We appreciate the call.
Did y'all see Pence's press conference?
No, I
password and the password and the Wi-Fi name.
What?
Wi-Fi was Pence 2024 Media password. Kept his oath!
Oh, it's going to run on that, huh?
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah, that's not going to appeal to the base much.
No, that's Cedric, Randall, Bill. We'll get to y'all after this. Yeah, that's lame. That's just lame.
It's so pensy.
I like that word.
I wonder if his wife wrote that one. I don't know.
We'll be back.